Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey everyone, what is up? It is me, Ewan, from What Culture Gaming, joined today by Josh Brown.
Hello, Ewan. How are you doing?
I'm doing good, mate. It's very rainy outside, which is good because it makes staying indoors feel a little bit more normal.
Yeah, a little bit.
We've got some cool news today because for those curious about the next entry in the Battlefield franchise, we've known for a while that it'll be coming out in 2021, I believe. You know, we had that brief demo that was shown off at I think EA Play last year where they showed off a face and
yes.
a building mm-hmm. and we were all like, oh wow, that's a good face and that's a good building. But we haven't really known when's the next time we'd see more of the next Battlefield. So Josh, what have we learned over the last 24 hours?
Well, this comes by way of EA CEO Andrew Wilson, who was doing, you know, a regular report to investors, shareholders, things like that. And that's, it's funny because that's the only reason we know this game existed. It hasn't actually been formally unveiled. It's just EA themselves talking about it coming and how Battle 6 is in development. But yeah, he shone a bit more light on what we can expect. He talked up how they're focusing on next-gen consoles in particular, but I guess the main talking point before I jump into all that stuff is that it seems like it's going to make a return to modern military style, you know, a modern military setting like Battlefield 3, like Battlefield 4, because he said, and I quote, pretty much, it will, quote, mark a return to all-out military warfare. As we all know, the past couple of games have dabbled in World War One, World War Two, and I feel like the shooter genre in general is moving back towards the present day. Obviously, Call of Duty with Modern Warfare, that was a huge, huge success. And I'm actually here for this because I love Battlefield 4 in particular. Like, that's one of my all-time favorites. I think that's quite underrated because it had such a disastrous launch. But immediately, like, this gets me excited. But I don't know about you, Ewan, because I know you're really enjoying, or you were really enjoying Battlefield 5, the World War II one, for quite a while.
Yeah, no, I totally agree. I have a Battlefield has always been my big FPS franchise since I got into it with Bad Company. And I loved the first two Bad Company games. I loved the 1943 arcade game. And then I played Battlefield 3 and I enjoyed that. And then Battlefield 4, like you said, I came into that at a later date. It's like that bit in the Remedial Chaos Theory episode of Community where Troy walks in and everyone's on fire.
Yes.
It's like that, except I didn't see the fire and just wandered in and had a great time because by the point, by the time I'd gotten into it, it was all good. But yeah, no, Battlefield 4 was great. And I think the thing that I'm most looking forward to about it coming back to a modern day setting, potentially, even though I was a big fan of Battlefield 1 and even Battlefield 5, you know, to be fair, I think that game is quite underrated. I think obviously, you know, there were major improvements that DICE could have probably done over the course of its lifespan. But I like the vision of both games.
Yeah.
I enjoyed, especially in Battlefield 1, the narrativization of the multiplayer experience. So you had stuff like grand operations or operations where you'd actually get to take part in an actual historical campaign.
Yes.
And for me, as someone who is really interested in history, I've always enjoyed that. I like having that narrative element to the game. But equally, you know, I can see why they're going back to the modern day because that's where all the coolest vehicles and weapons are. You know, you
100%.
Can't fly around in a helicopter in World War II. You can't, there isn't as much potential for different gameplay opportunities in historical settings. So, for instance, one of my favorite things in Bad Company 2 was getting in a Black Hawk and, you know, doing really kind of like low flights
yeah.
down like areas and like having someone in in the gunner seat, actually taking people down. You know, and you can't do that in World War One and World War Two. So I'm looking forward to seeing how it will come back. And yeah, what they're doing. My only thing with this, Josh, is that there's a little bit in that report that we saw where they were saying how DICE had blown away, you know, their previous kind of development cycles, and how like they they're ahead of schedule. It's like, why did you have to pull the Star Wars Battlefront guys off? Why? It's just completely pointless.
I know. That's the reason why they leave that bit out. The fact that, you know, like you said, support is no longer on Battlefront 2. It's no longer on Battlefield 5 because they pulled all of those developers and everyone's working on this massive project. And that's why it's ahead of schedule. But at least that does mean, you know, hopefully it's a smoother development cycle and it will be on track for this 2021 holiday release, which Andrew Wilson again confirmed. Yeah, you do make a good point there when it comes to in terms of vehicles, in terms of weaponry choice. I prefer the modern military games for that reason, because I feel like there is a bit more variety. And for as much as I loved Battlefield 1 in particular, like I played that game to death, adored its visual aesthetic, enjoyed how weighty it felt, how responsive it was, I did miss those added vehicles. I did miss the choice in terms of attachments, in terms of weapons and stuff. So hopefully we get that back going into this sequel. The big thing Wilson seemed to stress in this brief talk is the fact that they're making the most out of these next-gen systems. It feels like this is they're pitching it as the proper next-gen Battlefield, and that not only includes what they call like the most intense immersive experience they've created, but it also means an uptick in how many players are actually going to be in matches. Currently, Battlefield has 64 players. That's like the limit of the conquest mode and some of the operations and stuff. It seems like that's going to be even higher going forward, which, you know, excites me. If they're going to go all in to create these bigger maps, I want those to be as populated as possible, because that's the big differentiation for me anyway. When it used to go up against Call of Duty, for instance, I like those larger scale battles. I like being on this big team, part of this, you know, part of the cogs of war or whatever. Yeah. And I want to see that pushed as far as it can go, because I think, you know, if you look at Call of Duty now, I mentioned Modern Warfare earlier, like I love that game, I played it to death, but that's almost stolen a bit of Battlefield's pie. It now has in the what is it called? The big version of the match. I've completely forgotten what it is. Ground War. In the Ground War modes, you can get like tens and tens of players in these big matches, and it feels like Battlefield. It feels like they're trying to get a slice of that pie. Obviously, there's the Warzone mode as well, which supports 150 players. So I do think it makes sense for Battlefield to not only push destruction, push the size of the maps, but push the population in those maps as well.
I bet you that still 80% of my team will sit at the back of the map trying to be American Sniper or something.
100%.
Being like, I'm contributing, and I'll just be there, one-man army and everything, taking the objectives and just being great at Battlefield. Because I'm good at Battlefield, Josh. I have a great time on Battlefield. It's really fun. But yeah, I completely agree. Obviously, we know nothing about like the actual, you know, because obviously it's going to be we're assuming at this point that it is going to be a modern setting.
Yeah.
I'm curious to see whether or not they could take that. Are they going to go a little bit into the future, like we've seen with other Modern Warfare games recently, where it's like set in the near future?
Yeah.
Or could we see maybe something that is set, you know, maybe in the 90s or early noughties, maybe something that still, you know, has that modern, you know, that sense of modern warfare about it? Or, you know, I assume it's going to go further into the future, because it'll mean that, you know, that they're less constrained by any kind of, you know, narrative, you know, historical issues, and you know, you'll have the whole thing where they can basically play on current geopolitical tensions or whatnot. But I'm curious to see. These things matter to me because I'm a nerd, and even though the Battlefield campaigns aren't great, I will play them.
Yes,
because I'm a sucker for that sort of thing.
Me too, man. I don't know why I just throw myself into the Battlefield campaigns. The only one I didn't play weirdly enough was the second Bad Company one, but everything else, like I played, I went through the scripted sequences of 3 and quite enjoyed them. But I do think I want them to have a freedom in terms of setting. I remember Bad Company 2 when that Vietnam DLC, the expansion pack, came out. Like, I thought that was like incredible at the time. So I don't want to, even if it is modern military, modern military aesthetic, I do hope they give themselves some scope to like play about with that, whether they want to jump into the future or, like you said, maybe go into the 90s. That would be really fascinating.
That'd be a great idea for expansion packs.
Yeah.
You could have like each if they're going to continue the was it like the Tides of War that Battlefield have?
Yes, yeah.
Battlefield 5 had, sorry. Then you could maybe do that and make each season a different theater of war over the last, you know, 50 or so years. I have no idea. That maybe contradicts the point of a modern warfare game, but you can still have all the vehicles and stuff going on there. I don't know, but yeah, I want to know what you all think of Battlefield 6's upcoming announcement down in the comments below. Are you looking forward to a return to Modern Warfare, or were you hoping for something a little bit more historical focused? Let us know, and don't forget to like the video if you enjoyed it, and to subscribe to What Culture Gaming so you don't miss more news and content like this every single day. As always, I've been Ewan. You can follow me on Twitter if you want to, at EwanRuinsThings, and you can follow Josh Brown on Twitter at
Josh Brune with two O's at the end.
Josh Brune. But yeah, we will see you next time.
Bye.
Bye.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.